science, including chemistry, physics, anatomy, and astronomy. These classes were a huge success, running for 10 years and drawing crowds of over 500 people from all walks of life. Many of his students later became respected scientists. Kardec wanted learning to be fun and useful, so he devised clever ways to make studying easier. He created a special method for solving math problems and designed a memory tool to help students remember important events and discoveries in French history. He wrote many books to help people learn, including A Plan for the Improvement of Public Instruction, which he submitted to the French government in 1828. They praised it but didn't take action. Some of his other books were A Course of Practical and Theoretical Arithmetic, 1829, A Classical Grammar of the French Tongue, 1831, and A Manual for Students Preparing for Public School Exams, 1848. He also wrote Normal Dictations, 1849, a book to help students with spelling and grammar. These books were well respected when published and still used in French schools after his death. Kardec was a member of several scholarly groups. In 1831, the Royal Society of Arras awarded him a prize of honor for his essay on the best way to teach students in his time. He also served as secretary for the Phrenological Society of Paris and was actively involved in the Society of Magnetism. There, he studied hypnosis, trance states, and other unusual mind and energy phenomena. His work showed his deep curiosity, wide-ranging knowledge, and strong desire to help others. Around 1850, when people across Europe were fascinated by table turning and other strange happenings, now called spiritist phenomena, Kardec quickly realized these events were more than just a curiosity. He saw them as proof that the visible and invisible worlds were connected in ways people had only guessed before. Understanding how important this discovery could be for both science and religion, he decided to study it seriously. A friend of his had two teenage daughters who were mediums. They were cheerful and fun-loving, enjoying dancing and socializing. When they held spiritist sessions with their friends, the messages they received matched their lighthearted personalities. But whenever Kardec was there, the messages suddenly became more serious and thoughtful. Curious about this change, he asked the spirits why it was happening. They responded,
"Spirits of a much higher order than those who usually communicate through these young mediums have come especially for you. They will continue to do so to help you fulfill an important spiritual mission."
Surprised by this unexpected message, Kardec decided to test whether it was true. He wrote down a series of important questions about life, the universe, and human existence, then asked the spirits for answers. The two young mediums who agreed to help set aside 2 evenings a week for these sessions. Using table rapping and planchette writing, they received responses to Kardec's questions. These answers became the foundation of spiritism. Ideas far too complex for the young girls to fully understand or create on their own. After nearly 2 years of these conversations with the spirits, Kardec spoke to his wife about what he had learned.
"It's amazing. Everything the spirits have told me has completely changed the way I see life, our responsibilities, and our future. Their teachings form a whole new way of understanding the world, one that makes sense, is clear and comforting, and answers so many big questions. I'm thinking about putting these conversations into a book. If they interest me this much, maybe they will help others too."
His wife strongly supported the idea, so he asked the spirits for their opinion. They told him that the idea had come from them in the first place. The messages he had received weren't meant just for him. They were meant to be shared with the world. They told him that the time had come to publish them. The spirits said,
"For the book where you share our teachings, you will use the title The Spirit's Book, because it is more our work than yours. You will not publish it under your real name, but under the name Alan Kardec. Keep your name revile for the books you have already written, but use the name we are giving you for this book and for all the work you will do to complete the mission that has been entrusted to you. As you move forward, we will continue to guide you."
The book was published and quickly became popular, not just in France, but in many other countries. People who read it began to call him Alan Kardec.